Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which could be a children's song or a folk song or a Broadway show tune or even a familiar melody from the world of classical music, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Kathleen Burns is joining us from Columbia, South Carolina. Kathleen, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Great to have you. Thanks. Kathleen, what do you do in Columbia?
Well, I work in the South Carolina State Senate. I'm a legislative assistant.
Mm-hmm.
I work for the clerk's office.
Mm-hmm. And what does that involve?
Well, basically, we work here in the copy room, and we do all the copying for the senators, and we put together a news summary for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, we do the copies, and we have a little law library back there that sometimes some of the research assistants look up stuff or whatever.
Ever listen to the radio while you're working?
We do. I mean, that's what's such a blessing to work here because my coworker loves to listen to classical music. I couldn't have worked any other place if I'd had to listen to the other kind of music. So we have that in common, and we listen to the Piano Puzzler every Wednesday. It's like the highlight of the week. I mean, it's like Wednesday is Puzzler Day. It's not Wednesday, it's Puzzler Day. That's how we break up our week.
Well, today is Puzzler Day for you,
Yay!
Kathleen. Bruce has a piano puzzler for you. Your job, of course, as you well know, to try to guess the tune and the composer.
Cool.
And Kathleen, I don't know what Bruce has up his sleeve here, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together.
Okay,
Kathleen, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Kathleen, what do you think?
I don't know. No, well, I really can't get the tune. I really couldn't, but was it Brahms?
Well, it's, the closest possible guess to what I was thinking of is Brahms.
Okay, then Schumann?
Schumann, yes. Schumann launched Brahms' career, and Brahms, of course, owed a great deal to Schumann. This is actually based on a song of Robert Schumann's called Mondnacht. And the opening is by Schumann.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's why I'm sure it's in his style.
Yeah.
Because he wrote that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got
And then the repeated...
But the tune?
I think you'll get the tune. It's just in slow motion.
Yeah.
So I'll bring it out a little more.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, of course, the harmonies were not the right harmonies.
I know that I'm going to die when you tell me what it is, because I can hear it and I can't play.
Can you sing along from here?
Da, 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 da.
That's right.
Da, 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 da. I don't know.
How about this part? Actually, this is hard. Now, here comes the tune again.
Good,
yes, for He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
Golly.
For He's a Jolly Good Fellow in the style of Robert Schumann.
Yeah.
Well, Kathleen Burns from Columbia, South Carolina, what's your public radio station?
WLTR.
Kathleen, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Oh, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.